The world's tropical forests disappear at the rate of 72 acres a minute. That's about 55 football fields. Over the past 16 years, those forests have been diminished by 500 million acres. Those statistics were included in a report published last month by the United Nations. Protecting the forests has been a focus of a UN conference over the last few weeks in Geneva. All the experts agree that the forests should be sustainably developed, that is, logged areas should be replanted with native species, but that is where the consensus ends. Owen Bennett-Jones reports from Geneva.
Many of those who met in Geneva argued that there's only one way to secure the future of the world's forests, to have a legally binding agreement on sustainable development. One prominent advocate of such an approach is the director of the Forest Alliance of British Columbia, Patrick Moore.
Well, the big issue in the final analysis is whether or not there is an international convention on forestry, that is, whether or not agreement can be reached among all of the nations of the world, or at least a large number of them, on the principles, on the criteria for sustainable forest management. In other words, is it possible to come to an agreement on what the definition of sustainable forestry is worldwide?
That line is backed by key UN officials. Jagmani is the head and the coordinator of the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Forests, and he argues that a convention would have considerable benefits.
It will develop a collective plan of action on how to deal with some of the forest issues. For example, what is the total forest cover that we want to maintain on a global basis, and how do we go about doing it? So in some ways, it will provide an overarching framework for all issues dealing with forests.
The U.S., though, remains to be convinced about the need for a convention. Environmentalists believe that the U.S., influenced by powerful industrial interests, is effectively blocking progress towards one.
The message is that they need to look both in their own backyard, but not looking overseas to sort of log elsewhere.
Juliet Williams works for the Environmental Investigation Agency, or EIA, which has just completed a report on the world's major logging companies, like Chicago-based Stone Container, which has sales of over $5 billion each year.
We have, for instance, a situation where one of the American companies that EIA has looked into have actually admitted that they are looking overseas, particularly to South America, where environmental constraints are lower, so that they can log there. They're basically saying, well, we can't get away with this in the US, so we'll go to Mexico or Venezuela or Costa Rica or anywhere else where we actually know we can get away with it.
The US hasn't ruled out a convention, but it hasn't come close to backing one either. U.S. Ambassador Mark Hambly was in charge of the U.S. delegation in Geneva. So what does he say to the charge that the United States is now dragging its feet?
I think that it's very important to acknowledge that while there are many vocal proponents of a convention in this body, basically other countries, including major forest countries in Latin America and the United States, as well, frankly, do not believe that time has come to move forward to a convention. That would lower everything to the lowest common denominator. And I think that is not in our best efforts nor to sustain forests in the way that we think is best for the globe.
Many remain unconvinced by the argument that a convention would not further sustainable development. At the same time, they see little prospect of the U.S. changing its position, at least until after the elections in November. For National Public Radio, this is Owen Bennett-Jones in Geneva.